This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Phenomenal theme song.
Nice. This is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web, hosted by your boy. I'm Amir.
Oh my god. What a perfect fucking intro that you immediately ruined with your constipated your boy.
I actually haven't.
It's your boy. What the fuck?
I haven't taken a shit
that
in a week.
That was poison
actually
to my ears.
That's why it That's why it did sound like. Yeah. I can't even do it again. Yeah, boy.
You're pushing a fucking turd.
All I can muster.
Just trying to have a bowel movement, that's all. Yeah, boy. Come on.
A black marble trickles down my pants.
It's so dense, it cracks your toilet, your first shit in a month.
Good stuff. And also good stuff from Missy Fay, who wrote that song.
Missy Fay, I adored that theme song.
Yeah, she's been watching us for 9 years now, and a song was in order. And even though I was already 20 when I started watching, I was an extremely underbaked 20-year-old. My Instagram is It's Missy Fay. And I'm a dreamy sort of soft rock musician from Vancouver. You guys have given me enormous amounts of joy over the years, and I'm so grateful for the escape. You really do deserve so much more than this. Perhaps a golden mic for each of you. Random.
I don't think so. I don't
think so. Perhaps is this the episode that your boy gets a, gets a mic. That's Gwalden.
Yeah, boy. I hate it. Make it a ringtone that I'll never pick up.
A ringtone. Do they still have those? Are those still a thing?
I think so.
Like,
I think so.
I feel like most phones.
My dad has a custom ringtone.
Most phones are either silent or vibrate or definitely not. I haven't heard a ringtone in a while.
No, I don't like it when my phone rings. That's a bad look. That means something's gone awry. Do you keep yourself on do not disturb day to day, moment to moment? Or are you like vibrate when there's an alert?
I'm a silent phoner. So I'll put my phone on silent and I'm so often just staring at it that I'll see when it goes.
Right.
Or like I'm looking at it every 4.5 minutes. So like I can call that person back.
Yeah, I am a... I'm a silent do not disturb, but I don't miss anything because it's always basically there's always
Bleed
something going
off. Yeah. I've never misplaced my phone because my phone's always on my person.
Yeah, I know.
If you're looking for your phone, it's with your boy.
Yeah, boy.
Staple to my
thigh. Remember your Mopey? You used to have such a thick phone.
Yes, I had a
Mophie. You had the phone with the Mophie case.
Yeah.
And that was also the era of tight jeans.
Tight jeans with the Mophie.
Tight pants and a big
phone.
And
at a certain point, the top of my Mophie was lost, so I just had this giant battery to the bottom of it. Top just exposed. Ya Moph. Do they still make those, or are phone batteries fine enough now that you don't need an external battery? I see them less.
No, they must. They're. I see them less too, but they must still make them. There's. I mean, there's no way, because people still, you know, everyone's always looking for a charge.
Yeah.
Though nowadays, with the whole mostly being at home thing, I'm never.
I think
far
that's
from
what it
a
is.
Charger.
That's yeah. what it is. I'm never away from
COVID.
Home.
Killed the Mophie.
Yes. And now COVID's coming back, and that's going to make sure that our phones are constantly charged. I don't even charge my phone overnight anymore, because I'm like, I'll just have it at my desk or whenever I need to charge it. Do you do an overnight charge?
I have a charger by the bed, but like if for some reason it's not there, like if I've gone to Connecticut and didn't plug it in or whatever, I don't stress there's also a switchable outlet in our room, and sometimes I like switched it by accident and my phone's not going to charge, so I won't fret that. I won't even get out of bed for that charge, because it's not going to be a problem to get me back up to a hunno.
And you do
a hunnit. I keep it a hunnit.
All right.
I keep it a hunnit.
What's it at now?
I don't have it on my person. I don't know where it is.
Mine's at,
but it's in the house.
Mine's at 98, which is just too shy of a hunnit.
Yeah, well, I keep it at 100.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, this is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web hosted by us. Episode 500 is in the rear view now. We can focus on the next 500.
Yeah, we are on our way to 1K. Couldn't get there with the web series, but I think we can get there with the podcast.
Dab on them. Dab on it so you know it's true. All right, we got a question from a lady who has a moral conundrum. She says this could almost be a testing. Shout out to our Thursday bonus episodes recently, in which we give each other quizzes. She said this one could be a good question for a morality quiz.
Ooh.
So why don't we call this lady Morality?
Very nice. That's really
nice.
How's
that for a name? Morality Dickinson writes, I'm currently subletting an apartment from a friend of a friend. I've only met the apartment owner once in passing, so we're not super close. And the other night, I was startled by a mouse in her kitchen and accidentally knocked over a porcelain vase. Do you say vase or vase?
I think I say vase.
It shattered everywhere. I immediately panicked and researched the vase online. Luckily, it's not one of a kind, but unluckily, it is a designer item that costs hundreds of dollars. So I bit the bullet and I ordered a replacement, and it should arrive in a few days. So my question is, am I morally obligated to tell the apartment owner what happened? Or can I just replace the vase and hide the body, so to speak? For some reason, I feel this overwhelming guilt about pretending as if nothing happened. And I know she'll never know, but it still feels dishonest as sheesh. Thank you for all you do, especially for recording constantly during the early lockdown days. The continuity of a new episode every week really helped me through the uncertainty. Wow. Celebration. Hashtag Henry. Thank you.
Thank you.
I should
Henry,
go back.
Henry.
We should go back and listen to those episodes from March and April. Were we just like out of sorts, despondent, and noticeably depressed, I wonder?
I noticed that you were sad.
Really?
Yeah.
But you were sort of whatever about it. You were even keel. You tried to be the rock of the podcast and not feel highs or lows.
I was stressed and sad as well, but I feel like I just noticed that COVID was on your mind.
Right, like I was preoccupied. But I wonder if we listen to an episode from April 2020, will we be noticeably different sounding?
I think so. But actually, I mean, given the fact that we listened to episode 1 during the episode 500 and it sounded kind of the same, you know, maybe not.
Maybe it will be the same. Or maybe we're still in that COVID mindset.
Right.
And so maybe we haven't even snapped out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could be.
Who knows? What if I told you this thing that you're listening to right now is me from April of 2020? Would you believe that?
I would believe that. Yeah.
You would believe that.
I would believe that.
How? How would you believe that? I just told you something insanely difficult to fathom. That me right now is me from April of 2020. You're actually speaking to somebody from the past.
That's awesome.
And you would believe that?
I would believe that. And I
would
tell
you, believe
you
that?
I would ask you to invest in crypto for my ass.
Thank you.
Or buy a cyberpunk. Could you get
That's
me a
really good?
I want a fungible. I want a fungible token, but I don't want it to be. I want it to be non-fungible. Is what I mean. Too many tokens are fungible. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not really me.
I need an NFT from you, past Amir. If you buy that, we would be rich now. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Do you know what a fungible token is?
No, not really.
Well, you need to find one that's non.
Okay. That's the only thing you have to tell me? No other updates about the world at large?
Trump tries to steal the election, but it's fine for the most part. He didn't get to do it. So it's
get me an NFT punk now.
Ass.
Speaking of telling people, would you tell someone that you replaced their vase?
I feel like I think morality is being very moral, perhaps overly moral, because I feel like there's two different paths. One is like, if you don't want to replace this thing, you could come clean and be like, I'm so sorry, I broke the vase. I will buy you a new one. And then like the hope is that they say, don't worry about it. It was really expensive. It was a gift, yada, yada. But I feel like you come clean if you want that, like that small chance of not actually having to replace the vase. What this person did was actually really nice. They were like, I'm not going to like fess up and have a weird conversation about like, if I can afford it, I'm not going to put them in that place. I'm just going to replace like for like. In kind, replace the vase in kind. And I don't think, since you took the onus, you put it on yourself, I don't think you have to say that you replaced the vase. You ate the cost.
Yeah, but you should. What if she steps on a piece of porcelain pewter?
Well, you have to clean it. I mean, they have to do the work correctly. You get the new vase, you clean up all of the mess, you hide everything, or you fix everything, and then you've done the work so you don't have to have the sad part happen, which is the conversation.
I think you do replace the vase, but then on the way out, it's like, by the way, I'm a dumbass, and I forgot to realize that you'd rent me a mouse-infested apartment. I'm not paying for this shit. It actually startled me to the point that I broke a vase, which I did replace, and I'm taking that
in
money
kind.
Out of you.
I replaced it in kind, actually.
What does that mean?
Like for like, the same vase. At the very least, the same style. It was the same type of vase.
The vase that
I got. I got vase at a 76 gas station. Where did you get the original one?
At a Gucci store. It was $7,800.
What's Gucci with her?
She's all that. See, you would not say anything. I would say something because I would feel too bad. I would also not really feel too bad, but I would be afraid that I would get caught.
Yeah. That's
and really
real.
The fear of getting caught is more important than being quote unquote moral, because it's honestly like when you say, I want to do the right thing. You don't want to do the right thing. You just want to get away with this fucking crime. And if she looks at a fucking nanny cam and sees that you broke something and she calls you out on it, you're stuck. You don't know whether to continue digging a hole or not.
Shout out to our animated series on Patreon, Stuck.
That's right. Shout out to Stuck. New episode this week. So
great
check
plug.
That out as well.
Very cool plug.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, you paid for it, you replaced it.
In kind.
Now, in kind. But I feel like this person is, the guilt is eating her alive, so I think she should say something. She can't get in trouble.
I'm helping with the guilt. I don't think it needs to eat you alive. I think you've done the right thing by replacing the vase in kind.
Yes, I know. I know you think it was done in kind.
It was done in kind.
And it was
like
kind of
like.
Where to do it. all right, cool. Let's take a break. Thanks some sponsors. Come back and answer some more questions on the other side of these massages.
Yeet.
Yeep. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Aunt Celeste, the fire!
Eggs.
Hmm?
Eggs. Are you the Eggman?
Nice. Cuckoo ka-choo, Jakey. Are you the Eggman or not?
I've been fucking around with some hard-boiled eggs. Actually, medium-boiled eggs.
Whoa.
In the morning. In the AM.
That's your breakfast?
It's a really easy... Yeah, it's easy. It's filling. It's tasty. It's... a simple cleanup. It's a near perfect food, an egg.
Well, I agree with eggs in general because they're very quick and easy to make. Like even just frying an egg is quick and easy, mm-hmm. and fill you up, and I think it tastes good. But sell me on the hard boiled / medium boiled. Do you have to do that fresh or can you pre-do that?
You can pre-do that. You can leave a hard boiled or a medium boiled egg in your refrigerator for years.
I mean, it'll go bad after a week, but yeah, you can definitely leave yeah. it there to rot.
That would be
and spoil,
fine. Right?
Yeah.
No,
it's your fridge.
You can make them for like a few days for the week, maybe.
Okay, so how long are you putting these eggs in boiling water?
I set a timer for 8 minutes, and I think some okay. people swear by the 7 minute. I mean, the less time you do it for, the runnier your yolk will be, so you can kind of find your sweet spot.
Got it.
For me, that's 8 minutes. It's not dripping, but it's not
okay.
It's not, you know, like chalk texture.
Yeah, it's not the chalk. It's a little more gooey.
It's gooey. It's a nice little gooey egg. And it's you just
are you pre-peeling or are you, sorry, I'm asking a question.
Pre-peeling?
Are you pre-peeling the eggs to put them in the fridge? Or do you want me to peel it every morning?
I don't pre-peel the eggs and put them in the fridge. I put them in the shell and put them in the fridge.
You're boiling how many? Six-ish, eight-ish, putting them in the fridge?
I'll do four, and I'll have two, and then ask Jill if she wants one, and then I have a snack or a light breakfast for the next day. That's, I'm not doing six and having the eggs for the whole week, because I don't want my life to be that planned ahead. I like a day or two. That's kind of the max.
So you are...
And I could change it up.
In the morning, you eat two hard-boiled eggs. You just peel it, shove it in your mouth. Are you taking a bite and biting it in half? Are you seasoning the egg? Are you treasoning the egg?
I'm not treasoning.
That's when you do a little espionage.
I would never. I would never spy on the egg. And I would never tattle on the egg. And I would never back. Okay. I'm no Benedict Eggs Arnold.
Nice. You mean Eggs Benedict Eggs Arnold.
God damn it, man. I was fucking, my brain's not quite sharp enough, but it was the point.
Actually,
was there. It was
call
there
me an Eggs me. Benedict Arnold, because I treason my eggs. How's that for a
if
joke
you fucking,
in terms
yeah,
of...
if you go viral on TikTok for that, I'd really like to see that. I would like to
would
see
that. Would that earn me anything hardware wise, or are you that's not yet to be decided yet?
No, that wouldn't earn anything hardware wise because it's happening outside the podcast. And it was a joke we collaborated on. So the fact that you're trying to spin that into fucking silverware for you, it's tacky.
Okay.
And I do season the eggs with salt lightly. And I eat them hunched over the sink, lest they dribble onto the counter.
And are you biting into it in half, or are you just shoving the whole thing in? That's breakfast.
I do a non-peel, eat the shell, hard boil, straight out of
wow.
the fucking saucepan, boiling
hot. That's amazing.
Hot.
It burns, and it's sharp.
No, it's two bites. Two bites, maybe three.
And you
with some salt.
You prefer that? You prefer that to like scrambling two eggs?
I prefer that to scrambling eggs because then I don't have to clean a frying pan. I don't have to scrub anything. Yeah. I don't have to take out like a fork and a plate. This is like a very lightweight meal. You know, there's not a lot of accoutrement associated with it.
Is that your entire breakfast, the two eggs?
Sometimes I'll do two eggs and like a piece of prosciutto or some sliced turkey. So it's like eggs and some meat, but all eaten with my hands over the sink. I wouldn't necessarily recommend that. What I recommend
the
is
sink
the
sink part seems optional.
Yeah, all of my breakfast I eat with my hands. I'm not sitting down for breakfast. I need to be eating on the go. I'm walking and eating. That's the MO. Well, the eggs I eat over the sink right before I leave. But yeah, it's just in general, cooking medium boiled eggs.
I do something similar, but I go banana every morning for breakfast. Very quick, fills me up on the go. Mm. Don't
every
need
morning,
to clean up after
you do
myself.
Every morning a banana for breakfast.
Yeah, I kind of don't feel ready to eat until like 11 or noon, mm-hmm. except for a banana. A banana I feel like I can have right away with water.
That's kind of, I have a banana about half. I feel like my three breakfasts are hard-boiled eggs, bananas, or croissants. And I'm trying to do the croissant as little as possible, but that's what I always want.
The croissant
every
is
single
the
day I wake up and I want a that's what I want. I want a croissant every day. I love them. And they also don't fill me up. Like, I could eat a croissant and then have literally anything else. Croissant is just an appetizer to me.
What are your thoughts on a hard-boiled egg shaped like a banana? So you'd peel a banana, and instead of a banana inside, it's the consistency of a hard-boiled egg that's an oblong, a long tube, and as you bite into it, the inside is still that yolk. So it's a banana egg.
Where does the yolk lie? Is it in the center, or is it like kind of... Is the yolk
a
also
tube within
banana?
The tube.
Tubed within a tube. But so every bite of the banana, you're getting yolk.
The cross section looks like an egg.
And I am getting gifted.
I'm yoking with you, because obviously you can't actually pull this off, especially if it's like a legit banana peel that you actually have to peel open. Like, maybe you can fashion it by replacing the banana with three eggs, but there's no way you could, make it so that the banana...
Yeah, no, you know, it's obviously can't be done. We were pontificating on something. It's not like we were scheming. No.
However...
It's a hypothetical that really barely... I was fucking humoring you. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't even want to talk about it. There is a world
where you can genetically breed.
Where we go into business...
Yes, you sort of force a hen to fuck a cock, but instead of a cock, like a cock-a-doodle-doo, like a rooster, whatever, you know, it's a banana. So you sort of crossbreed, genetically modify these things where the hens lay little
bananas.
Don't
get exhausted explaining it to me. Like, it sounds like you're bored. It's a fucking harebrained, batshit crazy scheme that would never work, and you're sort of like, you're trailing off as you explain it. Like, yeah, it would never, could never, will never be.
okay Jesus. Asshole.
No,
that's exactly what they said about like cubed watermelon.
Yeah, and what happened with cubed watermelon?
Somebody figured it out. The trick is to grow them in a box. Okay?
Okay. So how would you get the banana fucking
I was
peel?
Telling you.
You weren't. You were not.
A hen fucks a banana. She really does.
Yeah.
And her period is not a little egg, as it were. It's a small banana. And likewise, the father is not a rooster.
It's not a cock.
It's a banana with an egg inside that you can. Honestly, the hardest part is hard boiling the bitch without figuring out how to ruin the peel.
No, the hardest part is getting a fucking hen to fuck a banana, I think.
Yeah. Well, that we can figure out. There's ways.
Or.
Believe that.
No, no.
There's ways to figure that all out. Yeah.
Well, I guess even if that happened, it wouldn't result in what you're hoping for.
What's your unsolicited advice? Anyway. Fucking forcing
never mind.
A banana. Yeah, never mind. You obviously are not ready for it. All right, let's see if we can answer some more cues.
Yeah.
This one's called the Penis Gallery.
Okay.
So we'll call him Tricky Dick.
Tricky Dick. Nice.
Right. Big fan of you guys. My girlfriend recently confessed to me that she's secretly taken a picture of her ex-boyfriend's penises, like some sort of 007 inches.
Mm.
She swears she hasn't taken a picture of mine before. Should I be worried that I'm the only one without a pic? Should I volunteer my own glorious hog as tribute? Toda. Love, Tricky Dick Nixon.
Interesting. If anything, it's nice to be different than the exes, I think. So you don't want to be in that camp, because then you're getting closer and closer to having things in common that with guys she didn't want to be with.
Yeah, but you also don't want to be like, well, let me send you a picture of my hog so you can add it to the portfolio. That way I'm also in there. Your little Rolodex of fucking limp dicks that you used to blow.
Yeah, so I think it's good.
Somebody that I used to blow.
Got ye. Nice. Goat ye.
Yes, exactly. Gautier,
your old bud, your friend.
You Gautier, my reference is right. Should you be at all alarmed that this lady has been doing that to her exes? Do you want that kind of shit on your conscience / lady? Is that a non-starter? Is that a non-harder?
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. I wouldn't be like, I don't think I would learn that information and be like, good. I don't know if I would have, what my reaction would be like, that's weird. But I don't know.
Ultimately, fine.
that she snuck photos of her ex's dicks and has a weird little like gallery. It feels like the kind of thing that like you would find out about, not that she would tell you.
Would you rather add your dick to the portfolio or have her delete the entire file / folder?
Mm, yeah, I guess I don't want to make anyone delete a collection.
It's taken a long time.
But I wouldn't
want to
be added to the thing. I would want to, if this happened to me, I would just want to forget that I ever knew it. And I wouldn't have I wouldn't be like, okay, well, the only way I'll feel good about this is if my picture is in the dick museum. That's what I want. So,
yeah.
So let's say I know. We'll say I know. There is a gallery.
Do you
want to
see the dicks?
I would not want to see the dicks. Absolutely would not want to see the dicks because that could go sideways.
Would you be curious to see the D's? Mm. Can I see the D's, please? Could I? I'd like to see the pictures of the penises. All.
Babe.
Please now.
Be a doll and let me see the penis gallery.
Nice.
Sweetie, what's your iPhone password? I need your face. I need your face if I want to see your ex's hogs.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah, I'd be curious, I guess. I deserve to see them. Every time you're with someone, you deserve to see the privates of the ones that laid before you.
Mm, yeah, I really don't know what to do here. I would just be like, let's never talk about this again. I think I would have to say, let's never talk about this again.
Ugh, don't be such a prude. I'd want to see the D's.
I know.
And then
I
can sort of compare
and
my jaunts. The comparing will be easy. Contrasting will be hard since they all sort of look exactly like mine.
Your Johnson's so small, they call it a Johnny.
Let's take a break.
Oh, come on. You have a tiny little pecker.
Let's really take a break. A long break. And think about what just happened and why that was completely not okay to say.
Then let's go to break because I feel like you're still chastising me and we haven't cut away.
That can't happen in the third act.
Is this the break?
No, we haven't cut away yet. Okay. Because I want everyone to
this
know
is all
that
still
what you
break.
Did
okay.
Was absolutely a huge no-no. My Johnson is a Johnny.
We'll be right back, and by then we'll have solved this issue.
Oh, not even close.
See, let's just cut.
I need more time.
Let's cut there, and then we'll hash it out. And we'll
I'll never unhear that. Do you think this is a fucking Johnny? Here's Johnny.
Oh, God. It's not just small, it's also misshapen and a weird color, frankly.
Let's go to break, obviously.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Jake and I sort of hashed it out. Would you say I have an average-sized hog or whatever.
Yeah, it's a normal sized size, penis, and it's not color wise small, hairy, or beet red. It does not look like a third nipple in between your legs. It actually looks like a normal dick, and it doesn't look like it has a pinky nail growing out of the head of it. And it didn't
thank you
frown at me when I saw it.
That's a little too much TMI, but
I said it didn't have any of that stuff.
And I appreciate it. Thank all you right. for clarifying. And the whole Johnny Johnson thing was a misnomer, I think, right?
We said after the break this would be fucking hashed out. You and I talked offline for an hour and a half. We cut back in. You're instantly
you heard from my lawyers.
Rehash. I see that.
And you said, just read the statement as written. I don't think I wrote the pinky nail one.
Amir has a huge Johnson. A John Johnson, as it were.
Thank you. All right, one last question.
Yeah, why not?
This one is about potentially committing a federal crime.
Interesting.
A lady from California. So I've had the same post office box for 4 years, and I keep getting this other lady's mail. Nice. I would turn it into the mail people, and they just put it back in my box. Luckily, I know this lady. We're in a small town, so I message her on Facebook, and she tells me I can just throw it away. But today, I accidentally opened her letter thinking it was for me, and it had a $50 Safeway gift card in it. I read the name on the letter, and alas, it is someone from her family. So I sealed it up nice. And I told her that I found her mail, and she told me to just throw it away. Now, listen, I'm a little strapped for cash these days, and it would be a shame to just let this gift card go to waste. But morally, I don't think it's right to take it. What should I do? It's just going to go in the trash if I bring it in the post office. And I can't tell her I opened her mail. Mm. So is this legal or not? Interesting. Another good moral dilemma.
Yeah, this is a moral quandary.
It's funny, the ladies write in and they're like, I accidentally did this, I feel bad. And then the guys are like, my chick has a picture of other guys' dicks and I'm sort of pissed off about that.
And what I want to show my hogs.
I don't know. Told you to throw it away.
Yeah.
And it is a gift card.
There's a way to get this gift card to her without saying you open their mail, though. It's like you could just be like, you know, these gift cards can easily be like pasted on the outside of a flyer or something. Like, it also, you're actually not just, you know, taking the cash. It's a gift from a family member.
Mm.
So I think for that reason, you can't do it. If it was like a sweepstakes thing, like Safeway is sending people gift cards, and that's kind of like the guys that you could reach out and be like, hey, you got a gift card in the mail, do you want it? But I kind of feel like it being from a family member, you have to be like, this package, you can lie and say that you didn't open it. Like, this letter arrived open, it was actually a gift card. It looks like somebody sent it to you. Do you want it?
Right. Yeah. And then if she says no, you could throw it away. Then it's up for grabs.
Well, yeah, then it's your gift card for sure. But I don't think you can rightfully, like, you know now that you can't throw it away. And I don't know. Yeah, it's too bad because, like, in any other world, if you didn't open this would have been in the trash anyway. It's basically like finding money. But knowing that it came from someone in her family specifically to her, I think it's got to be returned.
Fuck, because it could come back. And she'd be like, I saw that you spent the gift card. Congratulations. Thanks for using it.
No, or, it's not about getting caught. It's just about doing the right thing. You worry too much about getting caught, if I can be candid with you.
I don't want to be in
moral
trouble.
That's not morality. That's cowardice, by the way. You have no morals. You have no scruples. You're afraid of being found out that you're actually a little weasel.
Exactly.
And that's why you just got the goddamn turdy, because you showed me your ugly dick in the middle of the episode. You sent me a cease and desist. You sent me a statement from your lawyer, and I came up with Benedict fucking eggs. And that was pretty good. Almost eggs Benedict Arnold. And I'll have you know that is a golden mic. Because that doesn't just come out of nowhere. Even if you fucking don't get a hole in one, you can still birdie. You can still eagle. So yeah, I didn't slam dunk, but I put back a layup. I got my own rebound and I won the game. And that's a fucking golden mic. And it's number 499, I think. And that's an unprecedented run. And you get a goddamn turdy because you flashed me. Now let's move on.
You said, what did you say? Benedict Eggs? And that's an alley-oop. That's a putback jam. That's an eagle. It's a birdie. It's a nothing. It's an absolute nothing.
It was off of do you treason your eggs? Do you treason your eggs? That was nothing. I turned it into a fucking almost perfect pun with Benedict Eggs.
Benedict Eggs. Gets you the fucking golden mic. Good. I'm actually glad about that. I want you to have it.
Good.
Because that's what it takes. Now that I know that that's what it takes, I'm going to be able to fart out about 80 of those next episode. All it needs to be is as good as Benedict Eggs. Benedict, by the way, trees in your eggs good. Was me. Yes. I said trees.
You gave me nothing and I turned it into something. That's what happened.
No, you turned it into nothing.
I turned it into something. Benedict Eggs? It actually makes a fucking, it makes a lot of sense. It's a pretty good pun and I just had the order wrong. And I mean, my God.
I didn't order my eggs correctly, you could say.
Not bad.
Eggs, Benedict, Arnold. That's the joke. That's the mic. That's the trophy. And we can actually play it back if you missed it, because we have it recorded.
No.
Why is opening someone else's mail so illegal? It seems like it should just be, like, you know, frowned upon. But everyone knows that it's such this federal offense. Like, what's the crime there? What are you getting punished? Yeah. Are people getting thrown in jail for this thing?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like it's like some kind of like sacred holdover law at this point. Like the mail system is one of the first things we did when we're like building the country, right? Like,
yeah,
it feels like weird. Like if this letter is addressed to me, that's my property and you can't open it. And if you do, that's actually, you can go
the
to
worst
trial.
Thing you could do. Yeah. Before like murder, there was only right. this. It was just like, yeah, he opened my mail and that was the worst thing you could do in the 60s.
I think it's like back in the day, there's like, you have a land deed. It's like this piece of paper actually shows that I own this land. So like there, I feel like there's just like rules like that, that are tied up in very older, like old society.
If you, I just looked this up, if you intentionally open or destroy someone else's mail, you are committing obstruction of correspondence. And if found guilty, you could potentially face 5 years in prison.
That's a lot.
My dad has been in prison for 4 years for shredding my mom's junk mail, actually. He threw away a coupon pamphlet from Gelson's, and now he's doing
and
hard
Gelson's
time.
Wasn't able to correspond with my mother. He obstructed their correspondence.
And is the same thing going with email? Is it illegal to open up my email, my Gmail?
I don't know.
Because I've been opening up, well, your email a lot.
What?
I have access to it through the show's email, the ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
Really?
They give me backup access to your email.
Interesting.
So I'm able to just sort of play around in there, open, delete, archive, forward, reply, and yes, reply all. Replies, ugly cousin.
Really?
Reply, Al. And I've been doing all of that shit.
Let me just
Eggs
check
Benedict style.
Sent email.
Oh, sorry, Benedict Egg style, right?
Don't fucking be tacky. Moron. Don't be tacky.
All right, that's it. Three questions up, three questions down. Thanks for writing in. Thanks for sending in that theme song. Mm-hmm. If you got your own, email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Nice.
Thanks to everybody that watched the new episode of Jake and Amir, which is on our YouTube.
Damn right.
If you just go to jakeandamir.com. You can subscribe, and we still got two more new episodes to release, which should be coming soon.
Hell yeah.
And we also got so much shit on our Patreon. It's crazy. We've got almost 2 years worth of videos on there. It's Lonely and Horny. It's the Jake and Amir Watch. It's our animated series, Stuck. Video podcasts are on there. It's finally worth the $4.99 a month.
There's a lot of content. There's a big backlog that you could tap into at this point.
Yeah. So check that out too. Patreon.com/JA. The opening theme song was a fucking hit. It was a gosh darn classic. I
loved it.
I can't remember this person's name. I think it was, Missy Faye or Melanie Faye. Mm-hmm. And this closing one is a Fleet Foxes. Was that what they're called? Fleet Foxes, yeah. Parody.
I love Fleet Foxes.
By somebody who said, it's a parody of Fleet Foxes' Helplessness Blues. We hope you like it. And we hope that we can plug their podcast, which is Spellcheck Spelling Bee, the internet's first premier casual spelling bee competition.
Whoa, just like testing.
Exactly. Maybe you can go on there and sort of flex your spelling muscle.
That's right.
Okay, so thank you, Kevin and Gracie, from the Spellcheck, the Spelling Bee podcast. Thanks to you guys for listening. Thanks for writing in. We'll be back next week and probably on Thursday with another bonus episode of this here program. Thank you so much for listening.
Woo!
Ciao, everybody.
I was raised up believing I could get some advice from two white dudes who have their own podcast talking about breakups and lice. And now after some listening, I'd say I think I'm owed a golden mic, or at least an Orion coach, so I can hook up with Load.
Why Load?
But I know Amir has earned the turkey. You'll tell me what you'd do if you were me.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.